ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンバ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Naomi です。
Peter here, beginner series season 4, lesson 33. Get in on the volitional verb action.
Hello everyone. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights.
And tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, you'll learn how to form the informal volitional form of a verb.
Such as, 勉強しよう。
Let's study. This conversation takes place at
旅行会社。
A travel company. The conversation is between
下山 and 左 Erika. I think they are co-workers.
下山 and Erika 左. Erika speaks in formal Japanese since she's younger than Shin. Shin speaks in informal Japanese to Erika. But when he speaks to everyone, he speaks in formal Japanese.
そうですね。
Now, before we listen to the conversation, just to clear up, the volitional is basically the let's...something something, as in let's go, let's study. So, complicated grammatical term, but...
simple idea.
Exactly. Okay, let's listen to this conversation.
ただいま帰りました。
ああ、下山先輩、お帰りなさい。先輩がいなかったから、エリカ毎日寂しかったです。鎌倉ツアーは大変でしたか？
大変じゃなかったよ。まあ普通だった。
よかったですね。ねえ先輩、私の誕生日を知っています？あしたですよ。だから明日デートしましょう。
明日誕生日？じゃあみんなでパーティーしよう。
みんなで？
皆さん、明日はひだりさんの誕生日です。誕生会をしましょう。
おお、いいね。飲もう飲もう。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ただいま帰りました。
あ、下山先輩、お帰りなさい。先輩がいなかったから、エリカ、毎日、寂しかったです。鎌倉ツアーは大変でしたか？
大変じゃなかったよ。まあ、普通だった。
よかったですね。ねえ、先輩、私の誕生日を知っています？明日ですよ。だから、明日デートしましょう。
明日誕生日？じゃあ、みんなで。パーティーしよう。
え？みんなで？
みなさん、明日は、ひだりさんの誕生日です。誕生会をしましょう。
お、いいね。飲もう、飲もう。
今度は、英語が入ります。
ただいま帰りました。
I'm back.
ああ、下山先輩、お帰りなさい。
ああ、下山。Welcome back.
先輩がいなかったから、エリカ毎日寂しかったです。
Since you haven't been here, I was lonely every day.
鎌倉ツアーは大変でしたか？
Was the Kamakura tour tough?
大変じゃなかったよ。まあ、普通だった。
It wasn't tough. It was all right, I guess.
よかったですね。ねえ、先輩、私の誕生日を知っています？ あしたですよ。
That's good. Hey, do you know when my birthday is? It's tomorrow.
だから、明日デートしましょう。
So let's go on a date tomorrow.
明日、誕生日？じゃあ、みんなでパーティーしよう。
Tomorrow? Birthday? All right. Let's have a party with everyone.
え？みんなで？
Huh? With everyone?
みなさん、明日はひだりさんの誕生日です。誕生会をしましょう。
Everyone, tomorrow is Miss Hidari's birthday. Let's throw her a birthday party.
おー、いいね。飲もう飲もう。
Nice. Let's drink, let's drink.
Naomi 先生、ちょっと質問があります。
はい。You have a question?
Yes. I think we've talked about this many times, but Erika calls herself Erika. Is that common?
I'm not sure if it's common. I don't quite like it, though.
Why not?
Because it sounds so childish. If you do that at the workplace, it sounds so unprofessional.
Okay, at the workplace is one thing, but what about in private life?
I think it's okay.
Now, is this only a girl's thing? I've never heard men referring to themselves by their own name.
そうですね。ピーター会社行くとかね、言わないですね。Yeah, definitely girl's thing.
But Naomi-sensei, ちょっと待ってください。Just hang on one second. I think even in English, people do this.
本当?
Yeah.
Like, Peter, go home とか。
What's Peter going to eat for lunch today? Ah, Peter's going to have...
本当に? You do that?
I don't, but people do.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's exclusive to women, but I can also think of like, you know, a guy trying to give himself self-esteem. Peter, you can do this. Peter.
Ah, so か so か
Peter, 今日頑張れ。
Ah.
Like if I was talking to myself, Peter, 今日も頑張れ。
頑張れ。自分にね。You're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Ah.
So in English, we have it in those kind of situations. So not that unfamiliar for me, but in Japanese.
Ah, そうかもね。
And also, I'll be very honest, when I was learning Japanese, I used to speak to myself quite a bit.
Ah, 本当?
Yeah, just to get better. But I always use the wrong form. When you speak to yourself, you're supposed to kind of use meireike, like orders.
Yeah, like, or informal, at least.
Yeah, 頑張れ.
そう.
But at first, I was doing 頑張りましょう. 今日何しましょう?
面白い。自分でフォーマル使ってるんだ.
Very polite to myself.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.First word.
先輩
Senior, superior, mentor.
先輩先輩
Next.
寂しい
Lonely, lonesome.
寂しい寂しい
Next.
知る
To know, to understand.
知る知る
Next, we have a phrase.
だから
So, therefore.
だから、だから。
Next, we have a phrase.
みんなで。
With everyone.
みんなで。みんなで。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
寂しい or 寂しい。
Lonely, lonesome. Now, can we have those words one more time? Pay attention to the pronunciation.
寂しい。寂しい
So, the key here is the second syllable. In the first one, it's B. In the second one, it's
み
And this just has to do with the way some people pronounce this word.
そうですね。
Naomi-sensei, どちら使いますか? Which do you use?
たぶん、I think I use み寂しい
kind of flows.
そうね。
I personally use 寂しい I really hit the B. Next we have
知る
To know.Now, there are some verbs that are generally used in the te plus iru construction. In this case, 知ってる、知る which means to know, is one of them. So, to say that you know something, you have to use the te iru or the present progressive equivalent of the verb. In this case, it would be something something
を知っている
I know something. Or if you want to say it formally,
を知っています。あの人を知っている
I know that person.And please notice that it's not
あの人を知る
あの人を知る。
I will get to know that person. かな? If you have to translate.
So, this is a verb that's often used in the teiru form.
そうですね。
Next word?
先輩。
Senior, superior, mentor.
But this word can be used as honorific suffix, like san. But 先輩 can be used as a title too.
So, you can call someone their name plus
先輩。
In the dialogue, Erica called Shin Shimoyama?
Shimoyama 先輩。
But the second time she omitted his name and just called him?
先輩。
On to today's grammar point. Now, in this lesson, we're going to learn how to create the informal volitional form of a verb. Again, let's something something. What did we have in the dialogue?
飲もう、飲もう。
Let's drink, let's drink.
飲む to drink becomes 飲もう。Let's drink.
So you need to conjugate the verb to get the volitional form. Now, today we're going to look at group 1 verbs. Group 1 verbs change the final U column, the final U column sound to the corresponding O column sound and prolong the sound, kind of hold it. For example, the verb to buy is
買う.
Change the final U to
O.
And you get
買おう.
Let's buy. Now, it's spelled O-U, but it's pronounced as
O.
Kind of you hold it for an extra second. Next we have the verb to go.
行く.
Change the final ku to
行.
And you get
行こう.
Let's go. Now, let me quickly introduce some other class 1 verbs. Nami-sensei, to speak.
話す.
Let's speak.
話そう.
To wait.
待つ.
Let's wait.
待とう.
The next one is, little asterisks here. The next one is, we use this one because there is no other verb that ends in ぬ.
そうですね。
Okay, it's not because we're dark or anything. Here we go. To die.
死ぬ.
Let's die.
死のう.
To ride.
乗る.
Let's ride.
乗ろう.
Just quickly to recap here. Again, this is the informal volitional. You're probably already familiar with the formal volitional, which is?
ましょう.
So, 行きましょう. Let's go. The informal? 行こう.
日本に行こう.
Let's go to Japan.
ピーターに会おう.
Let's meet Peter.
日本に行ってピーターに会おう.
Let's go to Japan and see Peter. Now, what's interesting about this previous sentence is the final verb is what decides
the politeness level, right?
Not only the politeness level, this also determines kind of the grammatical structure for the sentence. The literal translation is Japan, go to, Peter, let's meet. But the translation is let's go to Japan and meet Peter. That final verb being in the informal volitional represents the grammar for that whole sentence.
なるほどね。
So the previous two sentences were
日本に行こう。
Let's go to Japan and
ピーターに会おう。
Let's meet Peter. And here we make one sentence out of it by using the て conjunction form.
日本に行ってピーターに会おう。
And let's go to Japan and meet Peter.
そうですね。
The first verb that appears in Japanese is actually translated as the let's. Interesting.
ああ、面白い。 Never thought about it.
Now, for class 2 and class 3 verbs, please check the lesson notes for this lesson.
クラス2とクラス3は簡単ですから見てください。
That just about does it for today. Now, don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question or some feedback, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
待ってます。
That's going to do it.
じゃあまた。
ただいま帰りました。
あー、下山先輩お帰りなさい。先輩がいなかったからエリカ毎日寂しかったです。鎌倉ツアーは大変でしたか？
大変じゃなかったよ。まあ普通だった。
よかったですね。ねえ先輩、私の誕生日を知っています？あ、し、た、ですよ。だから明日デートしましょう。
明日誕生日？じゃあみんなでパーティーしよう。
え？みんなで？
皆さん、明日はひだりさんの誕生日です。誕生会をしましょう。
おー、いいね。飲もう飲もう。